What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Can you start the Chiefs passing game today? What about the Washington football team running game? We'll tell you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. We are getting you ready for your semifinal matchup here in Fantasy Week 16. Adam and Heath on this Sunday morning. Hope you all, everybody had a great holiday. Well, continuing, so continue to have great holidays here. Let's start with the Chiefs passing game. Tyreek Hill is back. Travis Kelce, maybe. It is a late slate, you know, part of the later slate, 435, I believe, 425. What do you think about Mahomes and Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, we had left Mahomes in the top 12 without Hill and Kelce, so just getting Hill back makes you feel better about starting him. As we saw with Kyler Murray last night, there's no sure things at the quarterback position this year, but Kelce or Mahomes is someone you're just going to start and hope he can give you a top five performance. Hill's in, he's in your lineup. If Kelce's in, he's in your lineup.
All right, Antonio Gibson. I hope we find something out before 1 o'clock, but how are we looking at this backfield right now? What if Gibson's out, I guess? How much faith would you have in Jarrett Patterson?
Not a lot. He would be a high-end flex, maybe a low-end number two type running back. I'm just not confident that he would get all of the work that Gibson has recently, and I'm not confident that he's as good as Gibson. So I really think the only way you can wait on either of these guys is if you have maybe like a Duke Johnson or a Mark Ingram as a backup plan on Monday night. Other than that, I think Gibson looks like a game time decision right now, which means you really can't trust him or Patterson with this being a late Sunday game.
We've got three players at least, well, three important players out for the Chargers on the COVID list. Justin Jackson will start because Austin Eckler is out, and Mike Williams and Jalen Guyton are both out for this game. So what does that mean for you for Justin Jackson and Josh Kelly? There was a report that Jackson was going to kind of shoulder the load. So first of all, where are you ranking him?
I right now, and I've kind of gone back and forth on this, because I do think it will be a split. Even maybe I projected a little bit too much of a split. I had Jackson as a borderline number two and Kelly as a fine flex. I'm bumping Jackson up this morning with reports that he's going to be the clear lead back, to where he's closer to maybe 15 to 18 touches instead of 12 to 15, which will put him in the top 20 range, but not in the top 12 range for Jackson.
Okay, and then any interest in, you know, Jared Cook? You got no Donna Parham, you got no Mike Williams, you got no Jalen Guyton. We saw Josh Palmer was very good 2 weeks ago when Keenan Allen didn't play. So any interest in someone else in this passing game? And no Eckler is a big deal too, obviously.
Right. I think Jackson, that's the one thing that makes me feel better about Jackson. I think he can do a lot of the things that Eckler does in the passing game. Not as well, but he should take over most of those targets. Josh Palmer is probably the guy who I have the most interest in. It's in kind of that Tyler Johnson range. We're going to see Johnson get more opportunity without Chris Godwin or Mike Evans as the number two behind Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown and Keenan Allen, those two offenses, will dominate targets. But the secondary guy does have a chance to be a good flex. So Palmer behind Tyler Johnson, but not far from him.
Damian Harris will get a feature role with Ramondre Stevenson out. Would you rather start Damian Harris or Justin Jackson?
Definitely Damian Harris in non-PPR. It's much closer in PPR, but I think I'd still go Harris.
Adam Thielen expected to play against the Rams. Start or sit?
He's a middling number two wide receiver. You're probably not going to have three better options if you're in a three wide receiver league. If you're in a two wide receiver league, it's really, really dicey. I'd put him at right around 20 or 24.
Thielen or Metcalf?
I would go Thielen.
Nick Foles is going to start for Chicago.
starter sit, David Montgomery. Does this change anything for David Montgomery?
It doesn't really change much for David Montgomery. I think that Foles, while he's bad, will still get the ball out quick. I think there will still be plenty of targets for the tight ends and the running backs. And they'll probably have more pass attempts with Foles at quarterback than they would have with Fields.
Josh Johnson for Baltimore. Starter sit Marquise Brown.
I would like to get away from Marquise Brown if I can. I would definitely start DK Metcalf and Adam Thielen over him.
Still starting Mark Andrews, right?
You don't have any choice. He's a tight end.
Okay. Let's see some questions in the chat. Thielen or McLaurin?
I would go with Thielen there.
Tell me I didn't mess up by going with Ronald Jones over Antonio Brown on the waiver wire.
I don't know. Like, I would have prioritized Antonio Brown, but I think it's close enough that we won't know if you messed up until after the game's over.
Josh Allen or Matthew Stafford, 4 point per passing touchdown.
I am still going Josh Allen.
Josh Johnson or Ben Roethlisberger?
Big Ben.
And Josh Palmer or Amon-Ra St. Brown? Good question.
I'm going to stick with ARSB.
Antonio Brown or Stephon Diggs?
Wow. Like, these guys are both in my top 11, so I don't really want to tell you to sit either one, but I would start Antonio Brown over Stephon Diggs.
Last one, Javonte Williams or Saquon Barkley?
I am probably the only person on the podcast who says this, so I'll just put that disclaimer on it. But I would go in full PPR. I would definitely go Saquon over Javonte. I would actually go Saquon over Javonte in non-PPR as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We've had this talk. Like, we've talked all week as if, man, Javonte is going to be a great start against the Raiders. Melvin's got a good start as well because it's the Raiders. We've also talked all year about how the Broncos don't run the ball very well in games they lose, and they're underdogs in this game.
I guess it's going to be up to Drew Lock to just not lose, but I don't know why. I don't know. It should be competitive at the very least.
And I think they're both 500 teams, right? In the games at the Raiders.
Sure. I think they're both 500 teams. The Raiders have been terrible since Ruggs and Waller have been out, and they're having their late season fall again, but you do have the Drew Lock factor. All right. Thanks for watching. That is Heath. I am Adam. Have a great day, everybody. Good luck. We'll talk to you right here. YouTube.com/fantasyfootballtoday at about 8:05, hopefully tonight. Let's go get a win.